the perception that's pushed is that, well, people live in Fairbanks and they pay taxes in rural Alaska. A lot of people in rural Alaska don't pay taxes. Well, there's some beautiful libraries and some streetlights on all the time in Fairbanks, which inundates the aurora from too much light pollution. Well, that's all fine and dandy. No one in Alaska pays any income tax or sales tax. The oil production pays that, and we all know that. Property taxes in Fairbanks are primarily providing for a large borough government. Mm-hmm. That's what that's providing for. It's not providing for schools. The state of Alaska and the federal government, we all pay. In fact, in rural Alaska, we pay a disproportionately high income tax for the same standard of living. And you have to pay $6 a gallon instead of $2.53 in Fairbanks. For gas, you have to make more money. There's mm-hmm. no tax break for being in a rural Alaskan on the federal income tax, so you have to pay a higher income tax disproportionate to the standard of living.
Mm-hmm.
So the state government is run from the oil industry. Oil, all rural residents pay income taxes on every dollar I make off of any sale of a link skin or whatever. I have to pay an income tax on it. So the bottom line is, there's people who love to aggravate these urban-rural split. These people have no conception. We've had people that we worked together on a moose. It was a broad-based plan for moose on the Lower Keokuk. There's people from urban Alaska that after they went to Hoosley and actually seen what they were actually talking about, they had an absolute swap in attitude. They went from everybody should be communist. If it came down to the last moose, there was people that came from Fairbanks and says, if it came down to the last moose, you guys should harvest first. That's a rural preference, come to find out.
Huh.
And so they, I'm not opposed to urban people coming to hunt here. Hunt within sustainability, we can maintain that. I'm not opposed to people coming here that want to enjoy the country. And I don't think the country should be destroyed for future generations of Alaskans. What about the future generations of Alaska? Not everybody drives a four-wheeler. And the advantage of all-terrain vehicle users over foot users is you can't compete. If you're going to hunt caribou on the Steese Highway, you either get a four-wheeler or you're not going to get a caribou, period. I'm into protecting the country for future generations of Americans and Alaskans. I'm into protecting the resources so that we have a sustainability, so that we have the viewing public will see animals, the hunting public will be able to harvest. And I have no conflict, really, with urban people.
Mm-hmm.
There are many urban people that agree with me.
Mm-hmm.
There's only a small entity, but a very vocal and very entrenched with the media that would like to aggravate this urban-rural split. They're actually a vast minority of the population, of the people I know in Fairbanks.